Jersey. Mm-hmm. I don't see that as some. I just see something in, about California or something that's very warm and loving for her. And even if it's just a short visit, is so good for her. And then she begins to pick up speed because she's kind of, she's a very kind and nice woman. But she needs to be encouraged to step forward about something. And I know she's older. She doesn't have to start tap dancing. Well, that'd probably be good for her.
Okay.
But she's got something new coming up as well. And it's not in your environment. It's in her own connection because of something. It looks to me to be west, but maybe I'm backwards on the map. Don't hang on to the map for me. But she looks like she has a new expansive connection where it's like she's involved with some people doing something and
okay.
feels much more alive because she is.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's a big concern of mine.
What?
That was a big concern of mine.
Yeah, she's a very, very kind woman, you know.
Thank you.
She has a little trouble with her self-esteem, partly because she hasn't identified herself with herself, but that's something she's going to do.
Great.
Thank you for your call, Carolyn.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Safe travels.
Take care.
Thank
you.
Take care,
Bye-bye.
Too. And now what we're going to do is I think we're going to start with the structures, and I love to have callers, so call in if you'd like to, but we're going to do a structure. These structures are taught by our guides or my guides to help us enhance the energy around manifestation. So if you want to create something, start practicing putting it in these structures. And they're very beautiful. I think they're absolutely beautiful. And when you put when you create your structure and then you create, they'll tell you to put on the magic screen little movies of what it is you're trying to create. And the guidance always says to remember to feel, to participate in the little movie so you can feel what's going on. You can feel your success, and you can enjoy what it is you're creating because the number of senses that are involved in anything, I'll be there and with you in a moment. Thank you for calling. The number of senses that you involve in your affirmations and what you desire to do is really important as far as creating your reality. So we'll take this caller before we do our structures. Good afternoon.
Hello, Veronica. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good.
I just want to ask you, I'm feeling a lot of energy around me.
Good.
And I'm sensing a lot of energy, a lot of static electricity, and just weird things have been going on the past week with me.
Have you tried the channel?
What's that?
I think you're going to be quite a channel. You know that?
Yeah. There's a lot of things I wanted to ask you if you could look. We're having a lot of things around our house. Like, it seems like the birds or something's hitting the house at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, is this kind of like, is this on the other side? Is this kind of like a spirit trying to get my attention or... you know, like the little things that they do, you know, the kind of like paranormal activity.
Yeah, I would say that's true. You know what I see? The first thing I see when I look at you is that around you, the fields are developing stronger and stronger, and your perception of those fields is going to get really intense. And that, to me, means you're going to become, we always said you're going to be a spiritual teacher, right?
Yes.
You're going to learn more and more about it, but you also have this union with higher, okay. All of it is about frequency and energy, and when you can tune in the right frequency, you can bring in the right beings. And you have very strong beings of light around you. And some of them, you've known this, when you were a little boy, you had some presences with you. Did you know that?
Yes, there was one when I was 3.5, 4 years old. We lived at a farmhouse, and I was always afraid. Mm-hmm. And there was this one room that led up into the attic. And I was very, very afraid to go in there. But it was, you know, it wasn't a room, just in the attic part. And I was always afraid, so I prayed at night not to be afraid, kind of like I thought it was the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
And this being, this vivid dream, I had this vivid dream. I was in this, I walked in and there's this someone, a being on a throne or something saying, do not fear or something.
Oh, wonderful. No, I think you have absolutely strong companionship. One of my listeners, who's also a friend, said, you know, when that Brian calls in, I get jealous. I never had all that stuff, you know. You've had it all your life off and on. And you're coming into a time where it's going to grow in such a way is that you're going to line up frequency-wise. You're going to tune your frequency to match this and bring it through. And that's what you want.
Yeah, I just wanted you to look at that, what's around me, because it feels like I'm carrying this around, this energy, this. I don't know, it's like it's manifesting now more than ever.
When you say carrying it, what does that mean?
It feels like I'm walking with it, you know. I'm flowing with it. Kind of like energy streams are coming out of me or I'm absorbing it, you know what I mean?
And so it's a question now of integrating. Do you talk? Do you let it talk through you?
What's that?
Do you let it speak through you?
Yes, I do.
Good. And do you hear anything wonderful?
Not to be afraid.
Okay.
But for my son and my wife at night, I think they kind of spooked out sometimes because of the, you know, the things hitting the house or something acting up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want them to, I try to explain it to them, but it's going to take some time to sink in.
But you have the ability to stop all that stuff and use the, like, for example, we can stop storms, we can
rain.
Yeah. You know, what does it take? It takes huge concentration.
Yes,
and
it's died down a little bit.
Yeah, so you don't want it to run you. You start getting in tune and you start running it. Because things start rattling and banging when the frequencies are all awry. You have the ability to calm those frequencies and really get a higher frequency running through your own body mind.
I see.
You don't have ghosts as much as you just have energy all over the place.
Yes. I was wondering what kind of lights around me.
Well, you know what, to me, there's an awful lot of gold and silver, and then there's like beings. I see kind of beings, so they're like a multicolored sort of thing, and I'm going, do you meditate?
A little bit. I just need to get more into it, finding the time.
You know, Brian, it's your destiny to come to terms with this integrating spiritual stuff. Everybody can sing, but not everybody sings well. You're one who's got this, and we've all got spiritual surrounding, but you've got the surround sound. You just have to dial the knobs now. You know, and you need to bring it through for the sake of everyone, because your child and your wife will relax when they begin to see how purposeful it is and how it is really just guiding the frequencies around you instead of being taken over. You won't be taken over. You're tuning it up.
Yes, I know. And I know that they're getting my attention by doing this.
You are so loved, and you are so much going to bring this stuff into the world.
Yes.
And much of this is needed. We don't need one or two people doing this right now.
Mm-hmm.
We need that connection to other dimensions, and you're very much aligned to be doing that, Brian. You're young, and yet, so what does that mean, you know? It's a natural force for you.
Yes.
So I would talk to them and love them and sing and soothe the frequencies and get the frequencies and stop being so choppy.
Yes. Thank you so much, Veronica.
Well, keep us posted. I always like your little bulletins each week.
I appreciate it. For the listeners out there, thank you.
All right. Take care, Brian.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Excuse me. So now we're going to talk about the structure. We're not going to talk about the structures, everyone. We're going to do them. So if you would like to take a few minutes and close your eyes. That was a good call, because Brian is one, is on the path, and he's going to open up more and more, and he's going to teach a lot of people. In his spiritual interaction with the unseen frequencies, he's going to make them almost seeable after a while. He's a little wizard making magic. we're making magic now, too, so join me as we close our eyes. Now, above your head, perhaps a mile and a half, see and feel a golden ball. It's a beautiful golden ball. Sometimes it's different tones, like white and kind of bluish white and so on. Just let it be what it is. And then below your spine, another golden ball. And draw a filament of light from the upper ball down into the lower ball. Thank you. I'll talk to you as soon as we finish this structure. Thanks for waiting. So we're going to draw a filament of light from the upper golden ball to the lower one. And now around your waist, perhaps 8 feet away from your body, in radius of your body, create a circle of golden balls. Then from the upper ball to the circle, drop many, many filaments of light, little pink strands, radiant, radiant, radiant light. And then from the circle to the lower ball, so that you have like a pointed canopy going up and a pointed canopy going down. Now you're in a structure. And now inside of that, we create an etheric crystal ball, which the outside edges of the crystal ball nudge the inside of our structure. And now that crystal ball feels amazing inside. To me, it's soft, almost like fresh air. It's soft, it's feminine, and it's the womb. Now, inside of that, you're in a double tetrahedron. Now, the tetrahedron is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. So the whole thing is like a diamond shape in a way. And you're inside of it. And now you're inside of it. We have some fun as we spin it. Just spin it and spin it. You're going so fast, you might even feel dizzy. And as you spin, see in front of you a magical screen. And on the screen, place images, little movies of what it is you're wanting to create in your own life and for the life of those people that you love. Or people who need healing, whatever you want to put on it. See yourself creating what it is you personally need and want. Mm-hmm. And the kinds of work you want. How you want to feel. Any of those things that you're working on, your affirmations, your living color. I want to say living smelling color, because a lot of you are going to smell them too. Mm-hmm. We don't do it on the radio like this, but on your own, you might even take 20 minutes or half an hour doing it. A prayer for people as you finish. Now draw your attention back into center. And always check to see if your tetrahedron is still spinning. Now as we come back into the room, how does that feel? It was a bit fast because we're on live radio, but spend some time, do that at least once a day and watch the rate at which your manifestations occur. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, you are on the air. Thank you for waiting while we do our structures.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I'm calling from Hollywood, California.
Aha. Are you a famous movie star?
I'm working on it.
You betcha. Good.
And that's why I'm calling you today.
All right. Let's see. Is that your question?
Well, my question is, I was listening to your show about opening your heart and blocks you may have, and I know that I have some pretty big, strong dreams, but I have a feeling I have some stuff in there that's preventing me from really receiving what it is I want, and I'm trying real hard to work on it, but I think I need a little help.
Well, let's just take a look, okay? Let's see here. You know, one of the things about you is that you have a lot of courage, and actually you have a tremendous amount of light, but you still have a holding pattern in your chest. Can you get with that? And
yeah.
People at home, pay attention to this, because sometimes we block our own manifestations. I already said that. And this beautiful young lady, let's see, is holding a very tight heart. You're very, very loving by nature, but sometimes when we're loving by nature, we tend to have a little bit of a protective shell that comes up because we don't want to, what, sacrifice our balance and self-esteem or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you call that one up and tell me if you feel, it runs through your gastrointestinal system. Do you feel kind of a funny holding that runs through?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everybody at home, wrap yourself in light because you don't want to take on her stuff, but you want to be able to pull your own up, and we don't want to pass it all on. We want to move it out. So let's exaggerate it. Just exaggerate that holding back pattern. I see. Okay, so here's the deal, is that you have a great charisma, but you're a very tender and gentle soul. So you tend to be kind of responsive to the society around you, you know. You're going to meet some really powerful people over the next few days. I see two, actually, and your chances are really good. So if I were you, I would call up all that blocks, especially in the heart and the gastrointestinal system, all that blocks my courage and my charisma, and then hand it to your angels. Say, take this stuff. I want my courage to come in, because you're not like other people. Some people, I know that you're not a Leo kind of person, but some people who have a very, very strong fire and energy, never, even if they're messed up and holding back, you don't feel that. You just get this blast of their energy. You don't have that. You have a very gentle, sweet energy. So you need to kind of rummage around and make that happen when you first are meeting people. So we want you to do that especially much over the next few weeks. And also call in your guidance, your very, very strong guidance with you, sort of like Brian that we just talked to.
Okay.
You have really powerful guidance around you right now. And I believe that you could channel or bring it through yourself. And the thing is that you can say to your guidance, okay, you do this through me. I really need you to come through and make this charisma very strong so people don't ever forget me. Because I feel like you're going to be on your way very shortly.
Okay.
I really thank you for your call. Is there anything else?
No, Veronica, thank you. I sure love listening to you.
Thank you, sweetie. Thanks very much. Keep us posted.
I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that's fun because we get recognized when we're out there, but we get recognized better when we're sending our light out ahead of us. And taking her story just a bit farther, I would say, if you're about to go to a meeting or you're going to meet someone or you've had a row and you're going to get together and sort something out, always take a few deep breaths, go back inside, and connect with your higher self and your own personal light, because we all have our personal light. If you can, take a few minutes and just build it up with breath and visualization and so on. And then send that light ahead of you to meet with the people before you do. And so often, it's just amazing how when that light is going on ahead of you, then you arrive, it's almost like you are so recognized and so welcome. It's shocking. So we want to play energy games, because those energy games really have a huge impact in our lives. Don't hang back and just be a nice person. We gotta change the world, boys and girls. Anyway, I'm going back to my contest. I'm always talking about radiance by design, and I'm always talking about opening the heart. And I want to read a few of these things. I'm not going to pick somebody until next week, because again, as I said, I've got a couple of new entries, and I thought, well, it'd be nice to have a few more. So if you feel like you want to stick an entry in, the winner wins a half an hour with me and the guides on CD. L freebie. It's not a freebie because you have to sit down and write something exciting. This one is very funny. This isn't exactly set out to be an answer, but I thought it was funny enough to read. Somebody wrote in and said, I had a dream the other night that a horse, my horse, the community's horse, was missing. We were also very sad as everyone loved this wee horse, and it was a bit wee, almost an amalgamation of two creatures. We searched everywhere, and I remember it was damp and grassy. We gave up. And then, out of the night, coming through the kitchen door and nuzzling my shoulder, was the horse. I was surprised by how odd he looked, even a little put off, because the head didn't match the body, as if I had been searching for the idea of what a horse was, but I'd never actually seen the horse. No matter, I was so grateful the horse had returned, but he had a broken leg. You could see his leg bone as clean as a whistle and very white. I wanted to cry that the horse had the devotion and dog-like commitment to returning to his rightful place, despite having a broken leg. I think this horse had an open heart, and he loved us and returned despite it all. So that was a little bit different.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I just had to go to speakerphone because there was some earphones. But anyway, yeah, you're a very good crown chakra psychic.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, because your reading was right on. I'm an energy healer.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell what chakras are open by just when I'm listening to somebody or something, just by running the energy through my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and actually, I've been looking for a really good crown chakra psychic because I'm an energy healer. I'm not a seer.
Oh, my.
So I can feel things, but I don't get any impressions as to what's supposed to be coming up, and I actually wonder why that is the case.
Because that's your specialty to do it your way, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's my specialty to do it my way. I've helped many, many people. I haven't made any money at it, but not very much.
Why not?
But I've helped thousands of people just meeting them on the street and things.
Oh, so you're one of these magical wizards that hide in the crowd.
I'm not trying to hide, but it seems like I'm hiding because most of the people I'm working on don't even understand what's going on. They have a toothache or a headache or something, and I get rid of it. I don't even bother to give them my name because of the fact that it's too way out of their experience.
Well, are you in Florida?
Yeah, I'm in Florida. How do you know that?
Because I think you called me once before, didn't you?
Okay, my mind up, huh?
Yeah.
My mind's running all over the place, so I don't necessarily remember everything I've done.
What do you do for a living, Michael?
I'm a security guard. I'm working as a security guard in the ghetto and protecting this bombed-out place where there was a natural gas explosion and everybody's arguing about what's going on. And it's a big crack-dealing station, and so they're really uncomfortable about security guards. So I'm spending a lot of energy keeping everything peaceful and making it where the security guards are safe.
So you're kind of an electrode, are you?
Some people call me Energy Mike. I have a golden aura. My Kundalini serpent arose when I was like 18.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, you could make money doing it, but I'm not sure that that's what you want to do in life.
What was that again?
I said you could make money doing it, but I don't think that's what you're going to want.
No, actually, that's not it. It's helpful for people, but on the other hand, I would have to devote my attention to that rather than energy healing, which is what my true love is. Now, I really love helping these people and making sure that their neighborhood is safe, and the crime rates dropped down 75% since we've been there.
Wonderful.
And I've cleared out the neighborhood, but on the other hand, I'm making $7 an hour, and it's really tiring me out because that takes a lot of work.
You bet. Well, what's your question, Mike?
What do you get about what's coming up for me and what I'm supposed to do next?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm about 50, going on 55. I was born in 53.
Okay. Just a sec here. Hang on. Take a look. I feel like you're going to have an opportunity. Oops, somebody's going to pull you back and say, how about you do this? And I don't know what it is, but it might be to do with your... Would they be looking for management in your world?
Does it have to do with management?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would your company be interested in putting you in a different role?
Actually, my company's pretty much broke. The way he's running, he doesn't pay overtime. He looks like he's headed for big-time trouble, and I think he's going to go under.
Well, I'll tell you something. It looks like from your company where you are, someone is going to reach for you and pull you into something else, which is very related to what you're doing. And I think it's very good for you. You like it. You seem to tell people what to do, and you make things work. So he might be putting you in a position where you can help get them, get things going. But it doesn't look like it's very far from what you're doing now. You could charge for energy healing, but I don't see you doing that.
Well, it's just that most of the people I deal with are totally broke.
Mm-hmm.
They're the down-and-out cases.
Yeah.
And you can't take money from somebody who's starving.
I know.
Okay, so therefore...
Good for you.
Of course, I'm pretty broke myself, but I'm never as broke as they are.
Well, you know what, honey? I think there's some opportunity coming for you right in that area where you look like you get enough income for yourself right now. And then you get to enhance what you're doing, make it bigger. And you have several people with you. And then you can do your energy work on the side like that.
Okay, well, do you see any entities around or anything like that? Because I don't know any. I can't. The only entities I've ever met are Satan and Lucifer, the devil. I've touched some. I felt fairies. I felt various other things. But
I don't see negative energies around you. Do you feel like you are? No.
Actually, if negative energies are around me, I take care of them.
Yeah. I see a steady stream of frequencies coming in through you, and it's really quite interesting. And I feel like talking to it, cultivating it, that sort of thing is really important.
Well, I cultivate what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a lot of energy blocks right now that I'm getting rid of.
Good.
And I can feel them, and it's been slowing me down because of the fact I had to release Wilson's temperature syndrome, I had to release autism, I had to release scoliosis. And most of those problems I never heard of, and it took me a long time to figure out what I had because nobody diagnosed me, because actually I had such good darn energy that everybody just thought that I was being like a recalcitrant.
Mm.
And I actually looked like I was very strong. But that's just because I was using the energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're very, very gifted, and you are meant to do this. You're absolutely meant to run this energy through your body and use it yourself, but you're going to work with a lot of people. In your 60s, you are really, I won't say famous, but very, very well known for what it is you're doing. And you'll love that because you know you're serving then. You don't have any questions.
Oh, yeah, that would be really nice. I really just want to serve people, and I don't like living in an environment where everybody's blaming me because of the fact I'm a graduate of the law school and Phi Beta Kappa, and it looks like I'm totally unsuccessful, and people just say, well, he's not successful, don't go to him.
So you're actually a lawyer?
Oh, I practiced law for 8 years. I had to get out because I did a lot of research into the underground government, and they started assassinating me, trying to assassinate me.
But you know what?
I had like 9 assassination attempts on me in 2 weeks.
Wow. Well,
I took that chart, and then the pleading that I filed got removed by the chief judge of the federal district court and withdrawn, so there was no record of it. And he said you couldn't proceed because it was a political question.
Hmm.
At that point in time, I laid down my diploma and my bar degree and said, okay, gentlemen, don't play at rig tables.
Mm. Well, the thing that you are going to pretty soon be in a position of much greater power. It doesn't seem far from where you're at right now, but it's up quite a bit higher with a different perspective.
And oh, yeah. Actually,
you're going to find the power that you need to help a lot of people.
I just sort of got my website a little bit up. It's not very much up yet. And the best website is the one I got from the full thing, www. That fouled up for 3 weeks when I wasn't working because we were really low on work and I wasn't getting any money at all. So right now I'm getting overtime, but I'm only getting paid for regular time.
Well, the thing is that I can't go on any longer today, but you are going to come into a time where you have the ability to make a larger sum of money. Doesn't look like you'll make what you're worth, if anybody ever does, but you...
Well, no, actually, you don't need to make what you're worth. You need to make what you need to survive and get an independent, sustaining environment and be around people who like you and you like them.
And the thing about, you're absolutely right, and the thing about this is you're going to be offered and pushed into a position which has more strength to it fairly soon.
Okay, well, that would be good, because I do need to get out of where I'm at, because it's draining me.
Yeah.
And
use that
I
energy
need to move
coming
forward.
Through you. Use the energy to come through you to clear and purify.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Many blessings to you, Michael. Good work.
Okay, thank you. Now let me check one thing on you.
What?
Okay. I just did a general oral wash on you.
Oh, you did. Great.
Okay, but you have a beautiful night.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye.
I could use that because I haven't been feeling very well. I had caught a cold. And what I want to say about that is that I've been working on, I said to him he needs to run the energy coming through him to purify his body and so that he doesn't get so drained. And now Jackie and I have been Thursday nights been working on shame, the shadow, and grief, and it's been really putting us both through a huge process, because as you know, if you bring up subjects like shame, and that all human consciousness has it, and you start to work it through, you usually go through some transformations in your body-mind where you might get, you know, sort of thick fluid responses, you might get kind of sickly, you might get a cold, you might get headaches or something, because what happens is we get, the energy starts rising from the cellular structure and then it moves through how we feel, kind of eclipses what we know and begins to run itself through. Like a lot of us are very held in and limited by some of these old beliefs and reactions. What Michael was talking about with his healing energy work is that he's able to move the old ancient patternings out of people, or even the current patternings out of people that keep them in a position of being unhealthy, like having bad teeth and so on. There's a lot about self-worth in that, and you can usually take out huge amounts of emotional energy, and then the person who's having a toothache, for example, is going to feel a whole lot lighter and better. So when you did that little clearing of me in the end, I have gotten myself rather sick with all the processing that I've been doing as well. And so I could use that help right now. And what I'd like to talk about is opening the heart. I read that one little funny dream where it was just funny, uplifting, loving story, which I thought was a bit different than the open the heart direct thing, but I thought you might enjoy that. So let me read a couple of more applications and see what you think. Here's one from somebody named Martha. An open heart means to me two things. First, to relax into my beingness and relax into myself. As I think about the words, I visualize my chest opening to the light, both receiving as well as projecting a soft, warm glow. When I'm in this state of an open heart, I feel a sense of peace and serenity. A slight smile emerges on my face, enjoying the blissfulness of an open heart, allowing the security and safety to come inside me when the portal of my heart is open. It means I'm not alone. It means I am love. Second, an open heart means to me the ability to give and receive love. An open heart allows the flow of everlasting energy of kindness to emerge and engage with all living things, people, animals, nature, air, wind, water. When I open my heart, people are attracted to me, talk to me, smile at me, nod their heads and acknowledge my presence. I radiate unconditional love to all I walk by, look at, smile at, talk to, and touch. And most importantly, with an open heart, I am able to receive love. Now, isn't that the truth? Sometimes it's hard to receive love if you're busy working your checks and balances. To truly feel the greatness of receiving, an open heart is like a ripened fruit, luscious, soft, sweet, and desiring of more. We share the gift of a perfect fruit as we share the gift of an open heart. All actions of giving and receiving are more powerful with an open heart. That's really true, isn't it? What it reminds me of, too, is that we have so many reactions going on in us that sometimes it's difficult to know when your heart is closed, isn't it? Here's a very simple one, but she's got a point that I liked very much. I'm only beginning to understand at age 78 how much I have yet to learn about myself and how I can relate to everyone in my life. I've begun to realize that I need to listen, and that if I focus more on listening, it can help me with what I need to learn. As this process succeeds, I think I can sense I am opening my heart. Sorry, I didn't read that well. As this process succeeds, I think I can sense I am opening my heart, and this is the kind of success that breeds success. So I like that concept, that a lot of the open heart is about listening. And as she says, success breeds success. And when we open our hearts, when we can learn how to open our hearts, to move away some of the defensive energies that just give us that metal bar underneath it, what happens is the heart itself can radiate enough that we can feel protected by its radiance. Most of us are not there yet. To me, to live with your heart open is to go forward courageously trusting the world. It's to hold it open when it wants to shut. That's the trick, isn't it? Hold it open despite others' actions, learning and knowing that the harm that comes from others is a lesson for us. and also that the stuff that's coming is about the other person, not about us. It doesn't mean to stay in situations that aren't healthy. It means to love ourselves fully and entirely so we may love those around us, knowing that we are one. She signs it big hugs. Now, here's another one. Now, she didn't write it specifically about the contest here, but here she said she's talking about traveling all over Ecuador, and she's saying that she's basically, her partner in the States didn't wants to be in love, so he won't wait for her. So she said, I think he deserves what he's been looking for, which is love. I, on the other hand, am still searching for my calling, and until then, will I feel complete enough to complement love? I thought that was really a worthy thought, that many of us have a drive inside, and it's hard to let the... There's a power, a passive accepting... Thank you for your call. I'll be with you in a minute. There's a power that's passive and accepting in love, and she brought that to a head for me. So we'll read a few more in a bit, and we do have a caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I'm doing.
Is your heart open, darling?
Not today.
Oh. Well, get it open. Hurry up.
I'm trying to see if I can switch phones because I can't really hear on this one, but that's not going to work. So I was listening to some of the letters you were reading, and they're quite beautiful.
Thank you.
And so my question was about keeping it open and holding it open. And when I've been working my chakras lately, a few weeks back it opened, and now the energy that runs down my left arm is really hot and vibrating.
Oh, nice.
But lately what's been going on is I'll get up to my third chakra, and then my heart will just go into like these palpations.
Hmm.
And then it'll drop down into the second chakra, and I'll start getting really nauseous. And then I keep trying to bring it back up, but I just get really nauseous, and then I stop.
Well, could it be that you're afraid of love?
I guess I don't understand that part because it doesn't make any sense to me in this world. It's like, you know, I know I wasn't loved and it was withheld and stuff, but it feels deeper than that.
Mm-hmm. It's other lives. I mean, it's really ancient for you. My understanding of you, just watching you... I know Vicki, I tell everybody at home, but I've known her process for a number of years now. But what's really interesting to me is that you're bringing up a very deep and an ancient resistance to love. You're going to bring it up. So it looks like it might get a little bit more obstinate before it releases. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This stuff is kind of like vibrational, what would we call it, syrup that's really thick.
Uh-huh.
Right, and the resistances you have against love, you're by nature an amazingly loving woman. So we already have that, but we have to realize the complexities of being a human being and how many layers and how many different weavings we've got from other lives. And so I just see an ancient pattern of an anger and a resistance to the vulnerability of love because of all kinds of trauma. I mean, we don't want to go into lifetime after lifetime here. But you're dealing with it in this life. So it's hard, yeah, mm-hmm. But you're doing it, and it's coming.
And so because I have been angry lately, and I've been really working on just allowing that anger, just walking around and going, okay, I'm angry, whatever.
Did you get a trigger?
What?
Did you have a trigger?
Did I have a trigger for my anger?
Mm-hmm.
I it was about my power.
Okay. And where's your power?
Everywhere.
But let's go into your stomach, because your stomach, you said, was getting really nauseated, and I'm going, it looks to me like this really ancient flow going up through the heart and then hitting the stomach and going, you can't be powerful and be loving.
Right,
you know, and I know that's not true.
That's not true. That's why I get confused, and then I just kind of lose it and get
But
pissed.
Your body has beliefs. We're trying to move them, right?
Right.
And it's not just your body, it's your energy body, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Has these ancient beliefs. And right now I can see you in like the 13th century, I can see you in the 4th century, I see you in the Pleiades, in fact. And you've had issues of power for off and on that are real transformative for you. Power and loss, power and and love and losing power. And I think you're going to dump it all soon. You know?
Within a little while or?
Yeah, 20 minutes. No, I'm teasing you. But the thing is about right now is that it's coming up and it's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But you have more love available than any time I've ever seen you before. So it's not like it's eclipsing everything, you know. It's as if you're bringing it up and bit by bit you're able to release that which was shut down against love.
Right.
You know, so you've got lots of love, and yet you could have more. We could be such radiant beings. We could be shockingly radiant, right?
And I'm getting, you know, I have it's almost like two different people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's the one of me that's so loving, and I guess that's just all my multidimensional aspects. But so is there, like yesterday, yesterday was a weird day. I don't know how it was over anywhere else in the world. But the energies, I don't know if it was energies or what was bringing stuff up, but I ended up went and spent time with my horses because of the triangle they make around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing at my mare and I was singing to her because she's the one that came forth, and she kept shoving her butt in front of me and, you know, power. So I started scratching her butt because she likes that.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself, like, really small and holding her thigh. I mean, I was standing up, but my arms were around her thigh, and I felt like I was like 2 feet tall and I couldn't let go, and all I could do was sob, and it's just heartbreaking, and I don't understand. It's just such a grief. Is that moving, that stuff?
Yeah, I think it is. Also, it's like parts of you that are like the inner child, ancient self, having that energy. You were born with a lot of it. You know that.
Yeah.
And that grief has to come up as well. You talked about the energies right now. They're pretty fast and pretty pointed, and they're really just punching people up.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed that?
Pumping me up? No.
Punching us up. Like, where you're hiding your grief, for example, it's just coming up big time.
Yeah, I do recognize that. It's like, yeah. Right.
And I wanted to read a bit out of a book. So
okay.
I think what you've done is brought up a recognition of an inner child aspect that really knew horses for that kind of solace.
Right.
You've had many lives with horses, haven't you?
Yes.
Both male and female.
Right.
Not horses, you.
I think all animals, and they were all, I mean, that's my constant.
Well, anyway, it looks like you've really done a lot to bring all of that forward. And I would hang in there because the love thing is really crucial for you. And you're going to come to a time in this life where your power is in your love. You know?
Yeah.
Instead of it being, right now they're still opposed, or one's afraid it'll be eclipsed by the other, you know?
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So thank you for your call, my dear.
And thank you.
Much love to you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Isn't that interesting? I'm always talking about how our energy runs. I wanted to, and I mentioned this in my little flyer that I sent out, I wanted to mention or read a little bit from the Pleiadians by Barbara Marciniak. Now, Marciniak is somebody who's been channeling the Pleiadians for many years, and she did Bringers of the Dawn, which many of us read religiously many years ago and so on. And this is an older article, but it's wonderful, wonderful. She's saying here that in her channeling she learned that many publications, concepts, and ideas are being broadcast to your planet, that are ideas stored and encoded inside of your DNA. So she's talking about we're a species that has literally been engineered and at times dominated by other beings. And we're learning to emerge from that. You know, when you're dominated, you can't think for yourself. We're learning to emerge. And a lot of the programming that we've had, which is very emotional, is coming up to be dealt with. So I'm just going to read snippets of this article. I like it. It's in a book called New Cells, New Bodies, New Life by Virginia Essene. It's an older collection of essays, but golly, they're really potent. Your planet Earth creates an arena to house living forms of energy, animate forms of energy, intricately laced with a webwork of consciousness that is filled with the history of your existing system called the Living Library. You know, people say the whales are have a library of the universe. I think we do too, but anyway, we don't quite know how to access it yet. And are we ready? What they claim here is if you hear these words, you're going to receive a catapult in consciousness caused by these concepts. Let's see now. Think for a moment and then feel what we're discussing here. The words that we choose, the concepts we bring, are concepts stored deep inside of the body. They wait for questions to be posed to your body so you can begin to resonate with answers inside of yourself. And then the cellular memory within the body begins to remember what it already knows as we speak of it. This is part of the living library thing. On a microcosmic level, tiny fibers that we call light-encoded filaments carry information. These fibers were designed by the original planners of this, your particular Earth. They were designed to react and interact with one another. In other words, one form of knowledge was able to trigger off knowledge within another by interacting, by seeing, by touching, by tasting. Those senses are presently distorted in you, however, and in the past you activated the living library by simply being. The living library in its own evolution underwent many raids and changes of administration. There were those who eventually took over the living library and to a certain extent disassembled and quarantined it. It's been kept hidden away so that in certain planes of existence, your Earth has been long forgotten. Blah, blah, blah. That's kind of interesting. That whole thing about the microcosmic level and tiny fibers, I think of it as fiber optics. It's kind of a metaphor of what's going on today, isn't it? So basically, I can't go into this whole thing, but it's really interesting. They are saying here that we're evolving because we're being triggered from outside of ourselves. The triggering from outside is specifically designed by beings who are orchestrating the reactivation of the living library. This liberating information is now being reawakened as a necessary activity to change the movement of the entire universe towards a greater evolutionary understanding of its own existence on a universal level, not with simply within the species of man. Your governments are involved at this time in a tremendously challenged program of their own evolution. The issues of integrity and their value systems are being challenged to the core of their being. And so on. Now, this is a really intense thing, but I thought it was an interesting bit to read. I'd like to read more, but we're out of time. But just thinking, I'm not sure if I believe it all quite that way. But anyway, you have to, you know, when you read these things, you've really got to take them into your heart and really believe or decide what you believe. And the thing is that we do know that we're in a kind of an energy soup, that we have other coming at us, and we're trying to authenticate and find our own powers. So I thought it was a really relevant little bit to read. Again, it's a new self, new body, new life. By Virginia Essene. It's a series of articles or essays, and this one's The Pleiadians by Barbara J. Marciniak. Anyway, this is Veronica, and if you've got any ideas about what it is to open the heart, gee, I had so much more to say, and we're almost out of time. Isn't that something? If you have something else to say about what it is to open the heart, take your time, or you still have time, to email me, or if you have something else you'd like to suggest, comment on, or anything, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, and also Thursday night I'm going to be on with Jackie Salvitti, and we're following up our work with the shadow and now grief, and really looking forward to talking with you. Oh, basically, you'll be listening to that one so much more than calling in. But in any case, I really enjoy that show as well. So tune in at 8 p.m. on BBS Radio Thursday evening for Jackie Salvitti's show, ET Healing. You know, it's funny, I don't really usually explore the whole ET thing, but I'm more and more interested in the kind of the universal energy stuff, and it's very hard to separate one from the other because we're so much a product of the energies that come through us, and we're trying to learn to take charge of it and to absolutely launch our amazing potential as vibrational vehicles of light. So much love to you all, and thank you so much for listening. Many, many blessings, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Well, are we off? I don't know whether we're off or on, but in any case, if we're on, I should be telling you that there's this amazing eagle sitting in a tree in front of me. It's absolutely stunning. Speaking of the power of transformation, of taking charge and of soaring into the universe. Well, I'll read Angela. To love yourself and others unconditionally, deep within your soul, no matter what has happened, good and bad, to have compassion for all living things and all you do, to not be guarded by others' actions or words, but to accept them and learn from them, to be free in your own body and know truly that we are loved by all the same people, God, Jesus, the angels, and guides. Trust and faith is the key. Patience with how we see or feel the world around us. No fear, to be positive, and just to know that anything you want will happen. To be excited about life and celebrate it every day. To be grateful for everything that you have and everything you've learned and been through. Also, it's to smile, laugh, hug, kiss, and have fun. You know what? I think having fun is probably about as important as anything, because it really shifts how we absorb energy and how we truly hear each other. So let's learn to have fun together. This one's from Brian, who calls in most weeks. I feel that to open one's heart, one must look within oneself. I feel it's not something we search for outside of ourselves, but something we remember from within our soul. When we open our hearts, we feel the peace and joy radiating from within our beingness. We also move into a state of observing less without judgment. It's not the memory of the past or the anticipation of the future, but just expressing one freely at the moment. Well, Dawn, you haven't taken us off yet, so here we go for another one. To me, an open heart means attentiveness to everything inside and outside of self. It means a giving, loving, caring, sharing, unselfish, compassionate, joy-filled heart that shows in all one says and does. Now that's good. It means being available to the sunshine and shadows of life. It means trusting God and the universe to be faithful to the law no matter what. None of this can be accomplished if the heart does not trust. Not trusting the process of life can be very subtle. And the minute, the second, the instant one loses the trust, the heart begins to close. Therefore, to be diligent to the workings of the heart is what keeps it open. To me, having an open heart means knowing for a fact that we're all one and understanding what that means. When we do this, we accept everyone for the divine that we are and know we can, as a collective group, bring heaven on earth and joyously work toward making that our reality now. So I'm sure we can click off now. Much love to you all, and we'll see you next Tuesday.